Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The zip code is 11369. Thank you for joining us this morning. I would like for you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, and we will read verse 11. Then contended I with the rulers and said, "Why is the house of God forsaken?" And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Nehemiah was a cupbearer for the king of Persia. He was tasked with the restoration of the walls and gates of Jerusalem. The gates and walls of Jerusalem had been destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar in his conquest of Jerusalem about 70 years earlier. The knowledge of how Nehemiah rebuilt the gates and walls of Jerusalem is instructive to us in our walk with God. He arrived in a city that was broken and ruined. Nehemiah prayed to God before he left Babylon, and he asked God for wisdom and instructions and insight in how to help his city rebuild their gates and their walls. And God gave him instructions and gave him wisdom and knowledge. Nehemiah 2:17 tells us, "Then said I to them, 'You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies in waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build the walls of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach or disgrace among the nations.'" Nehemiah was speaking to the elders in Jerusalem. He had just come back from evaluating the condition of the walls and the gates in Jerusalem, and he found them in a very sorry, broken-down condition. The stones had been toppled over. The gates had been burned. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to make sure that Jerusalem would never be a threat to Babylon again. So he destroyed the walls and he destroyed the gates. The only good thing that can be said of that city is that the temple of God in the middle of the city had been rebuilt and the presence of God dwelt therein. If you remember reading in the book of Ezra, you will see or remember that Zerubbabel had returned earlier and had rebuilt and restored the temple in Jerusalem. Even though he didn't restore it to the glory of Solomon's days, it was restored to the point where the people of God could worship and offer sacrifices in the temple. Now that the temple had been rebuilt, the gates and the walls needed to be rebuilt. And no matter what condition the city was in, as long as God was present in that city, there was hope for that city. When your walls are torn down and the gates are burned, as long as somewhere inside of you or somewhere inside of your city, there is a little worship going on, there's a little praise going on, there's hope, there's faith that the walls and gates can be rebuilt and the disgrace will be taken away. But instead of being happy to see Nehemiah come back, the people who lived in that area were deeply disturbed and they were deeply upset that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. And from that, I understand and I want you to understand that we should not expect everybody to be happy when God sends a blessing your way. But there were two men in particular that did everything in their powers to kill the work that Nehemiah tried to do. The first guy was named Sanballat, and the Bible says he was a Horonite. The second person was named Tobiah, and the Bible says he was a government official, an Ammonite. They tried everything possible to stop God's work from progressing. They tried threats. They tried criticisms, they tried ridicule, they lied, they tried mockery and discouragement, they tried intimidation, fear, and even conspired to fight against them, threatening the lives of Nehemiah and the other leaders. But Nehemiah always prayed, and God answered him. The people tried to discourage, and the people tried to intimidate Nehemiah. But Nehemiah was on a mission before God. His mission was to